Yo, what up? This is Mike Brown.
This is Wayne Bennett.
And this is The Art of Letting Go.
Letting go. Letting go. It's gonna catch on. I mean, I know it's a real song. I know it's a real song, but y'all go sing it with me eventually. It's gonna happen.
Today, we have two special guests. Right now, I just feel like my NERD moment. My Chad Hugo and my Shay Haley in here. But, we got Crenshaw in the building. He's a photographer, psychiatrist, a psychologist.
Therapist.
Same thing. You the boy, regardless. You the boy. We got James Woods in here. That yoga dude. Feel free to feel free. 15 seconds of freedom.
Yeah. Man meditation. So yeah, they're both in here. This is what we normally do. We get together and we just talk, and it's just some brothers kind of sharing what they're going through. We might laugh, we might joke, we might talk about crying, because ain't nobody really gonna do it up in here.
I might cry.
But so yeah, we gonna let Mike go ahead and do what he do as far as leading us out, because that's what Mike does.
I think I don't know, this feels special right now just because of some of the things that I have been going through lately. And we were just kind of talking about being open and being vulnerable with men. And I feel like I took that opportunity by letting all three of you guys know that I was feeling lonely. And it was pretty crazy because I think Crenshaw was the first person that actually reached out to me and told me he was feeling the same thing. And, you know, I ended up talking to everybody else individually. But, you know, it took a lot to say that. You know, because you just, you know, we all are men and we all are taught to be strong and shit like that. And who's to say that that's not strong? I mean, that's the strongest shit I ever did was tell somebody I felt lonely. Like, you know, that's fucking, you know, people look at that shit as sad and shit, but it's real. You know, I got a lot of friends. I got a lot of family. I got people that I could be around and shit. But, you know, sometimes I go there.
I know you, reached out with her. It was crazy because I feel like you was maybe like the second or third person in that week that it kind of mentioned to me. I just heard talk about being lonely, and it was even just hearing it sometimes is kind of hard. It's like you don't necessarily know what to do with that information all the time. You don't know how to respond to it. So it's like, even though it was hard for you, you know, speaking out and saying that, it was even I don't want to say it was ass hard, but it is just kind of weird sometimes. It's kind of like hearing other people open up about shit.
I was out, definitely learned lonely watching my dad. He's been there my whole life, but he always was lonely, just distant and doing whatever he did by himself, kind of being around physically, but distant, not there, not engaged. And I picked up them same traits and behaviors, and it was like, okay, this is how you're supposed to be as a man. You're supposed to be alone with your struggles. You don't want to put everything else out there. You don't want to seem weak. So being lonely really at first felt like a part of manhood, where it comes with being the masculine man is being lonely. But being with people who choose not to be lonely has helped me to understand how powerful it is to really reach out and to connect when we're feeling alone. And I feel alone often, and it's a feeling that I'm okay with, but I also know I don't have to be alone. Like, I can reach out and I can get support when I need it. And I always, well, I think about it, there's a difference between being lonely and then being alone. And being with myself. And so I really try to take time to assess, like, am I lonely right now? Am I just alone? Or am I just being with myself? Because sometimes I need to be with myself to work some stuff out. But when I'm alone, sometimes that's because I'm putting distance between me and people who, you know what I mean, who are there for me. And that's the issue that I don't want to do. But like I said, as a man, it seems like I got this stress, I got this frustration, I got this anger, I got all this stuff, and ain't nobody else can hold it but me. So let me just stay right here in this corner and work with all this stuff that come being a man.
Yeah. It's almost like sometimes you're supposed to take on other people's stuff, so it's like you can't express what you're feeling if you're supposed to be the support system for everybody else. Like, you can't be a weary, like, support system. So we kind of talk about how we're supposed to be as men. It is, yeah, that thing of not sharing stuff. And it's, I feel like it's not necessarily a, like, a physical loneliness, but really just, like, not expressing yourself and not, you know, showing any type of weakness or, I guess, like, hesitation or whatever. So it's a, so it is just a lot to keep that shit in all the time.
Yeah, it's funny as you mentioned some of what you're saying, I'm listening and I'm thinking about, like, as men, we teach our sons or our boys, like, they hit their head, oh, you good, you straight, you know what I'm saying? And you kind of take that on with everything else in life. Like, right. No matter what you're going through, you don't really talk about it. You kind of just keep it to yourself. One, because you never really know. It's vulnerable. One. Two, we stay joked out on each other.
Right.
So it's like, you old lonely ass nigga. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? And so, since we joke out on each other so much and we don't always have real conversations with one another, it does become harder to share when you're lonely, when you're depressed, when you're going through anything, because you don't really know how the other person is going to receive it. Because at times, it's like, I'm feeling like this, and the other person just doesn't receive it well, because they might be feeling the same way, or they just don't know what to do with that because they've never had that type of conversation.
Right.
You start to hold a lot more in over the years. And even like you said, you mentioned your father. I know that some fathers have never really expressed themselves. Like, I remember one time something happened in my family, and I think I was in the car, somebody told me some bad news, and I started crying. And my grandfather pulled up, and I got out of the car, and I gave him a hug, and he just kind of stood there like, what the heck are you doing? You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, wow, this is really weird. You know, like, this is working in a social service mental health field. Like, you're taught so much about emotions and expressing yourself, and sometimes you forget that other people outside of that don't do that. You know what I'm saying? And so I definitely get lonely from time to time. I would say 9 times out of 10 it's my fault that I'm lonely, because I isolate. And I'll feel a certain kind of way about something, and I'll just isolate myself from everything. And I'll just stay in a corner. I'll isolate myself from myself and the things that, like, I know I should go do this, and I know I'm gonna enjoy doing it, but I'm not happy right now, so I'm gonna just stay here and stay recluse and stay closed. And it's like, but you would really like to do that. Like, why don't you just do it? And I'm at a point now where I'm really actively, and me and Michael talk about this before, where you have to try. Like, you have to carry your cross, and you have to try to be yourself every day, and you have to try. Like, I'm actively trying to do more than I used to allow myself to do, because I'm naturally a people's person. Like, I would love to be around people.
Right.
And so the fact that I've started to isolate, why I did in the past isolate myself, was like, where did that even come from? You know what I'm saying?
Right. And it definitely can be lonely trying to place myself in a world that it seems like don't want to deal with what I got going on. Like, working at a job where you have to perform, and you have to do this, and you have to do that. So there's no space for really me to be authentic and bring who I am there. And that's like getting rejected. Like, trying to tell somebody, hey, I'm feeling like this, I'm feeling like that. Well, we still need you to do this, or we still need you to perform. And it could be a job, or it could be a relationship, or it could be a situation where me and how I feel is placed to the back burner. And I need a space. I need a space to have that connection. And I feel like a lot of men don't create authentic spaces for each other. A lot of men don't create shoulders for other men to cry on, or allow another man to cry on their shoulder, physically and metaphorically speaking, you know.
Go ahead and say it, Mike. Yeah. What you gotta say?
Oh shit, I got a shoulder for a man to cry on.
And that, my friends, is the art of letting go.
Yeah.
Letting go. Letting go. Whoever gave you vocal lessons, bro, let me know. Because I'm going to get some vocal lessons. And y'all going to be shocked by the 100th episode. That, like, this dude got vocals now. Like, watch. This going to happen. But this is Wayne Bennett.
Mike Brown.
Chris Shaw.
James That Yo Dude.
And this is the art of letting go.
Hit us up. Let us know what you think. Peace. Yeah.